Hi, this is Karen Nowicki with Phoenix Business Radio X, and we have been out on a remote broadcast all day with NABO, Women with Vision, the Greater Impact Conference, and it has been a fantastic event. We're just now finishing up with the last panel interviews. We've had everything. We've been well fed. We've been well cared for. Lots of incredible speakers, and I am very fortunate right now to be sitting with Angela Garman, who has been responsible for this event, along with a few power partners. Angela is the current president for NABO Phoenix, and she is also a business owner herself. I can't wait to hear what you have to say about NABO and this particular event. Before you do that, Angela, would you introduce yourself and please tell us a little bit about your business?
So, good afternoon, Karen. So, Angela Garman of ARG Coaching and Consulting Group, and my primary focus is change management. So, when organizations or leaders have gone through a tough season of change, I come in and I help them find their best foundation. I am considered the calm in the midst of their chaos. And so I focus a lot on business development and organizational development and everything that I'm very much so finance-based. And so whatever key performance index measures that shows their growth and them strengthening as a company after they've gone through change, that's what I help them focus on and creating those right strategies so that they're able to move their business forward.
Strategies and also soft skills. You really help put together the whole package to help move them forward. Is that correct?
That is correct. So I use coaching as a tool to move a lot of my leaders forward. And so we really focus on some of those barriers or obstacles that are really impeding on their progress. And so we'll talk about anything from just mindset. We'll also talk about some of their roadblocks from their past that might be impacting their future.
Fantastic. And you've also been serving in the role of current president for NABO. And I think your term is up in June. Is that right? So you're getting close to the last quarter. Tell me a little bit about what this experience has been like for you and one of the greatest things that you've enjoyed about being president.
Oh, Karen. So this has been a phenomenal experience for me. Primarily because I'm able to connect with women business owners on a different level. I'm able to really sit down across from them and understand, again, what are those barriers? Because for me, my focus this year has really been on recharging the advocacy efforts for NABO. And so to sit across from another woman business owner, to understand their barriers, not just that, but to also understand or to hear the correlation between the women business owners that I talk to and see that there are similar challenges that they experience. So now we can really create a plan to where we can begin to advocate for women business owners on a totally different level and just hear locally, really what is it that local women are experiencing and how can we help them meet and bridge the gap?
As you're sharing that, I'm thinking back to when we first met. It was in the studio, and you had just been nominated as president and hadn't even begun yet. So I can't wait to go back and listen to that interview, right, before with what you were saying that you wanted to stand for, what you wanted to represent, what you wanted to create, because I know, as I've seen you throughout this year, that you've done that. What you're sharing with me now at the almost tail end of your term sounds very similar to what you were saying in the beginning. How does that feel from someone from the outside?
It feels amazing. It feels amazing to have a vision and to see that vision actualize. And it's amazing to see the community rally behind it, but not only rally behind it, but they really have a true need and a desire that as a state, we need to begin to meet. And so this is just the beginning of the conversation. And knowing that Jean Breeze is about to take the reins from me, and she's going to carry it forward. So this is pretty spectacular.
And Jean has been helping you put on this event today. It was the inaugural Women with Vision Conference, and it was not only NABO Phoenix, but NABO Tucson, as well as NABO Sedona and the Valley, I think it's Sedona Verde Valley. So now that we're finished with the conference, before you go lay your head on your pillow and crash for maybe a day or two, what would you say was the vibe for today that you felt and you saw that women were experiencing for themselves?
Every woman that I talked to, and I tried to touch every single woman that attended today, but phenomenal, fantastic, deep discussion, dynamic speakers, just an all-around amazing event. And they were talking even about what's going to happen next year. So the feedback has just all been positive. And it seems like there's an energy and a connection that was made between the women and a bond. And so I'm excited to see what happens going forward.
And you ladies did such a great job each of the times that you were in front of the mic to share that and really encourage that collaboration and staying in touch with each other and challenging us. So that makes, I think, for me, a great conference when those who are at the helm and are leading the brigade saying, you know, listen, this is what we're learning, this is what we're gaining, and here's how we're going to move it forward. I'm challenging you to do the same. So thank you for that. Any thoughts as we close out our conversation today that you'd like to share with regards to women in business? We've done a lot of interviews on your behalf today, really asking people, why is this conference important? And what can we continue to do to help support each other in business? So with that in mind, what's one last thing that you can leave us with today? I know you're out of words because you're exhausted, but if you could squeeze one more out for us.
I was listening to a TED Talk by Nick Hanauer, and he said an ecosystem should not be a jungle. It should be a garden. So as we depart from this conference, I want everyone to think about how are they cultivating the ecosystem? More importantly, what are you doing to support women-owned businesses? So I charged everyone that was here with a few takeaway items, but the very first one that I listed was do an inventory of your business and your personal expenses. See where you're spending your money. First of all, if you're not spending local, find a local vendor, but more importantly, support women-owned businesses because every single industry and sector was represented in that room today. And so I guarantee you that you can find a woman business owner in the Valley or across the state that can actually support all of your needs. And if you need help, give me a call and I will definitely connect you with one of those women.
Almost like you rehearsed that, but I know you didn't. That was fantastic. Oh my gosh, what a pleasure to sit with you at the end of such a successful event. How can we stay in touch with you? If you could let us know how to reach out to you through NABO, but also for your business as well.
Of course, if you go to the nabo.org/Phoenix, you can click on leadership and you will find me, Angela Garman, the current president of NABO. But feel free to go to my website, which is argccgroup.com. My phone number is 480-442-9841. If you are going through a season of change, would love to be here to help you.
Thank you.